T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game. It is a Wednesday, top of the hour, an hour away from Andy and Randy. As we get into this middle of the week here, starting to look, is going to be a big week ahead. Braves finishing up the regular season. I don't know if it matters all that much about whether they finish as the second or third seed. You know, I don't think I'd be, you know, wasting a whole lot of energy trying to win the number two seed if it meant that I had to, you know, stress myself out over it. And I just don't think that that's something you ought to do at this point. I think, you know, rest versus rust is going to become a real thing for this team, Hugh.
Yeah, it's always weird when you deal with that whole rest versus rust conversation, John, because there are examples on both sides, you know, whether or not you should rest guys and if it's beneficial. And if you do rest guys, do guys still come out, you know, a little rusty? So it's one of those things. It just all depends on the finger of the pulse that Brian Snicker has on his squad.
Well, the good news is that there's no downtime between once you get wrap up the regular season against the Red Sox on Sunday, you're right into the playoffs. So it's not – there's no, you know, sitting around waiting. There's no – none of that. You're just jumping in with both feet and you're going. And we don't know yet who the Braves are going to play in the best two out of three at Truist Park, but you got to win those. And so – it'll be the last outing for Max Fried tonight, and then the next time we'll see him will be in game one of the playoffs, because they're not going to make the same mistake twice and not start your number one starter like they should have last year with Mike Soroka. But, you know, they'll start Max Fried in game one against whomever that is, the Cards, the Marlins. We may be playing these guys again, and that's why tonight might actually be a preview of game one. If we end up playing the Marlins, it may be Sixto Sanchez against Max Fried. They're the two number one starters, and they're both going tonight, so that'll be kind of interesting to see. And if it's the Cards, there should be some payback there. You know, getting Marcell Ozuna against St. Louis would be kind of interesting too. So we'll talk to Joe Patrick more about that coming up in about 17, 18 minutes from now when our Braves expert gets into the show. Also, tonight, right here on Sports Radio 92 on the game, Atlanta United taking on FC Dallas, one of the better teams in the league. Hugh, I know that the United's made another signing, but now we're hearing that Kubo Torres could be dinged up.
Tough spot to be in, John. I mean, this is it's been a tough year, no question about it, for Atlanta United with so many different changes. You know, the coaching changes, player changes. It's tough. It's tough to get that continuity going when you have so many different things happening at all at once, and you're trying to, you know, it's like trying to juggle like 13 balls at one time. You know, and it's just a tough spot to be in. No doubt about that.
By the way, I don't want it to get lost in all this. With the Falcons doing this, again, if you're just joining us, the Falcons made an announcement yesterday. They're going to allow, it's the friends and family plan for Sunday's game against the Chicago Bears. They're going to do a dry run. 500 fans are going to be allowed to come to Mercedes-Benz Stadium for the game. And those 500 are going to be, you know, family and friends of the players in the organization. So, you know, you're not going to get in if you're not, you know, knee-deep with somebody in the organization or with one of the players. But they're going to have 500 people there, kind of a test run. Atlanta United won't have anybody till next month. But at some point, it sounds like the Falcons might be opening up Mercedes-Benz Stadium to 15 or 20,000 fans. Maybe same true of Atlanta United. You know, you could open it up to 15 or 20,000 fans, and it'll be interesting to see if that happens in the not-too-distant future. And for Atlanta United, you know, how they would respond to the fact that they have, you know, fans back at home. I know some MLS teams are having fans. We saw that in Orlando. And Dallas is another team that's allowing some fans to come to the games. So we'll see again how that works out. Hugh, I wanted to mention something I just kind of saw. I just ran across here in the break. The CDC has just issued guidelines for Halloween.
Halloween, yeah. The social distancing candy and all that other good stuff, yeah.
Yeah, no indoor haunted houses.
Of course.
You know, those haunted houses. Now,
make
I have
a lot
never,
of money. What about hayrides?
I've never been to one. You know, hayrides.
No haunted hayride. Why not?
Going on hayrides with people who aren't in your household or fall festivals in rural areas carry a risk of spreading the virus that causes COVID-19.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
That's what they said.
No
trick-or-treating. No trick-or-treating door-to-door. And which is, that's kind of a good thing for me in an odd way. That way I don't have to be that guy who just, locks up his house.
I don't have a problem being that guy. Don't knock on my door, especially if the light's off. Yeah. What you doing? You pretty bold, little kid, aren't you?
Yeah, and no trick-or-treating where kids get treats from the trunk of cars and parking lots.
Do they do that? Yes.
Trunk-or-treat. Do they do that here in Atlanta?
I don't know about Atlanta, but I know they do it up north. My son did it up north. Him and his mother went trunk-or-treating, and I saw the pictures. Like, they just people park around the parking lot.
Right.
I thought it was the goofiest thing that I have ever seen, but people started texting me and talking about, hey, Hugh, you're way off base with this one, bro. So, yeah, people do trunk-or-treat.
Yeah, because we didn't trunk-or-treat when I was a kid. Abe says they do it here. And when my daughter was little, we were living in California. So, and they do trunk-or-treat in California, though I don't think I ever did it. I think it was just trick-or-treat back then. But I know that the trunk-or-treat's a real thing where people get their cars together. And
so what they're going to do, like they're gonna do the drive-by trick-or-treat where they just throw candy in your car? Yow! Like fastballs.
You know what? That might be fun. I might get the big candy bars for that. You
and
get a Butterfinger.
Candy bar. Yeah, I would do it just to throw candy bars at the parents.
Roll down your window.
Yeah, hey, I got a candy bar for you. I throw them. Remember the popcorn balls they used to give out back in the day?
Oh, yeah, got those. Yeah. Wrong. How about candy apples?
That, yeah, now you're chucking those things. Throwing candy apples at people. Yeah, here, catch this. My bad.
Sorry about your window.
Hey, my bad.
Yeah. That'll come out. Just go to the don't worry about it.
Yeah, just start throwing bags of candy at kids. But you might have to, I'm pretty sure, they'll probably have, individually wrapped, candy bags for kids. So that way, you could have them, hanging on something. You put them out and, whatever. They'll figure it out. People are going to still do that because, God forbid you take away folks' Halloween.
Right.
Somebody's going to be in, you're infringing on my Halloween, and they're going to do something about that. So, yeah, we don't want to do that, John. We don't want to do that.
Well, look, the holidays are coming up, and they're going to be COVID holidays. First we've ever had, COVID holidays. How are you going to handle Halloween? How are you going to handle Christmas parties? How are you going to handle all that
See,
kind of
y'all
stuff?
Thought I was y'all thought that I was being funny. Like I was asking weeks ago when I asked the question, what are we going to do for Halloween? Because I was wondering. Because I'm like, yo, dog, what about Halloween? And you know what the next was going to be? Thanksgiving. The biggest travel day of the year.
Right.
Yeah, okay. How's that going to work out for everybody? Y'all still traveling? Yeah.
I am not.
You ain't going nowhere? I didn't. No, well, no, I usually went, to Tennessee, but I probably won't go there. I probably won't do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. I mean, it's just the way it is right now. I mean, we've got kind of COVID going on and all that kind of stuff. So, all right. Well, we'll see. The indoor haunted house thing, now this is, again, I don't have a whole lot of experience in Halloween here. I mean, I trick-or-treated as a kid in DeKalb County, wandering around the streets of Panola and stuff.
Taking folks candy, John. You like to take people candy. Just running around with a switchblade taking little kids' candy. You had a switchblade comb. You had a switchblade comb. Don't tell me you didn't have a switchblade comb. Almost everybody had a switchblade comb.
I didn't have one. I had a wrist rocket, but not a switchblade.
What the hell is a wrist rocket, John?
Oh, man, you got to look those things up. They're nasty. No, I didn't. And so and my daughter grew up.
You had a mullet, didn't you? You had a mullet, though.
No, I never had a mullet.
You never had a mullet. You never had a mullet.
No.
You never in life rocked a mullet.
No.
I don't believe you.
No, I never did.
You never had? Okay.
You know what? I've got a picture of me at 17.
What about a rat tail?
My graduation picture somewhere.
What about a rat tail?
Nope.
Rat tail.
Never did.
Okay. No. Okay. No. Okay.
You did. I mean, just what I could. My brother could grow his hair long. I couldn't. My hair just grew out like it was going to be an afro or something, or wanted to be. I don't know. I mean, it just, it wouldn't grow long. It would never grow beyond like the back of my neck. It would just grow over my ears, like Bozo or something. It would just go this way, and it was like, yeah, okay, I never did that thing. But for trick or treating, you know, all of my experience as a parent was out in Southern California, and so. You know, how they did it out there, which was we got slammed. I mean, man, they would have busloads of people would come into our neighborhood and, yeah, and trick-or-treat. It was just unbelievable. I mean, bags and bags and bags and bags. But, you know, that was fun. I mean, I had a big, gigantic blue, you know, plastic thing filled with beer. I had like 4 cases of beer in there. We just had our beer to all the parents.
You was giving out beer for Halloween?
Oh, yeah, to the parents, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for being troopers. I thought, for doing this,
you know,
whole.
We would hand out beer. Here, have a beer, have a beer, have a beer.
For doing this whole Halloween thing.
Hey, thank you. You know, I mean, so we were handing out beers to the parents for trick-or-treat. But the whole thing about in California, and again, I don't know if they do it here. I don't have any experience for them, except when I was a kid and we didn't do this, is in California, a lot of the people would turn their garage into a haunted house. Free. It was a thing to do.
You turn your garage into a haunt. Oh, you mean like everybody has a different theme in their garage. Okay, gotcha.
And a lot of people did, you know, turned in their garage to a haunted house and had played music and had smoke machines and small little, and some of them were kind of creative. They only took a minute or two to go through and one scary thing and then you'd be out of it. And it was kind of fun. But I wonder about, you know, these gigantic haunt, you know, Hugh, the big ones, because there's one, I think, in Kennesaw or Woodstock or something that this place does. Stone Mountain's got one, too, I think. Does boffo business, Hugh. I mean,
they ain't going to do it this year.
Boffo. You've got to stand in line for hours to get into this thing. And it's like $60 to get into. I mean,
a haunted house that costs $60 to get in?
Yeah.
Oh, they killing folks.
This year, standing in line for hours with other people is the scariest part of that.
So, wait a minute. That means that the candy's going to be like, they're going to have an over influx of candy. Oh, heck, because nobody's going to be trick-or-treating. What are we going to do with all that candy?
You could be hiding it under your bed, aren't you?
No, I can't do that, man. Didn't you just hear me say I got to go to this nutritionist today?
And
I
got to fast. And that's going to be over today. It's September the 23rd.
Well, you know, after I come from the nutritionist, I'm going to go ahead and get me a pizza, though. That's for damn sure.
I tell you what else is for sure. That is Joe Patrick next. On the morning show, we'll talk to our Braves insider, Rest or Rust, for the Atlanta Braves next after a CBS Sports Minute.
92.9. Now back to more John and Hugh.
And Hugh needs to listen on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning show with John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Atlanta United tonight against FC Dallas. See if Atlanta United can get anything going in the right direction, though, again this year. What are you going to do? One little quick thing before we get into Joe Patrick. There is some breaking news. Reports coming out that Gale Sayers, the great Chicago Bears running back, Hall of Famer. Of course, the Falcons played the Bears this week. Gale Sayers has passed away this morning at the age of 77.
Boy.
And, wow.
Truly
great. Wonder how good Gale Sayers would have been, Hugh, and we'll talk more about him in a few minutes, if he had been in this day and age of being able to reconstruct a knee, because he was.
Yeah,
because
he had, like, yeah, one of the bad knees. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, famous for Brian's song and all that kind of stuff. But more on that in a few minutes. Joe Patrick jumping into the program here. Hey, Joe, welcome to the show. And, hey, how about the Braves clinching the NL East last night?
Yeah, good to be with you guys this morning. And, yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. After they won that game, I knew I was coming on the show this morning. And I kind of reflected over the course of the season. It seems like, you know, every time I come on, there's always some new hurdle that we have to talk about that this team has to clear, whether it's injury to Mike Soroka or Ronald Acuna or Ozzy Albies or any of these guys, these major contributors to this team. It seems like that we've had something to talk about every single week, and they have just persisted and overcome. And I think it's just the win of the division this year is really a testament to the Braves setting out to do what they wanted to do this entire season, which was to be adaptable to all the crazy variables that played into this season. And, you know, what a great job everybody did, including, I think it's Brian Snicker's best job as manager of this team when you're looking at the three NL East titles that this team has won, just because of all the craziness that has happened. And this team has just kept a steady head, never really went on too many crazy slumps or hot streaks, just kind of was very consistent despite all the inconsistencies within with the roster, So just a, you know, just very happy for this team, happy for the group that they were able to accomplish their goals.
You know what? Well, since we're reflecting, Joe, and you brought it up, I need you to reflect back to a few weeks ago, and I asked you a question whether or not presently constructed that you felt like this Atlanta Braves team could win a World Series. I'm asking you that question again. Do you think presently constructed, with everything that they have going on, because you know my partner over here, he's excited. He's excited about the way they've been hitting and everything. Do you think that they can win a World Series?
They have a chance. They're not the favorites to do so, of course, just because you've got a massive juggernaut again in this division or in this league and the Dodgers that you're probably going to have to go through, and they're going to outmatch you. You know, not again, this is sports. Anybody can beat anybody on a given day, so you never want to say any team is incapable of winning a championship or beating a certain team on a given day, but you know the deck will be stacked against them. I do think that this team, just kind of having been witness to the post game last night, hearing what some of the guys had to say, I really do think that this team is better set up mentality wise to go in and actually, you know, win a playoff series, which first of all should be kind of the first goal for this team, having not done so in, gosh, 2 decades almost. Mm-hmm. You know, they really seemed kind of level-headed, composed. It was a very different kind of atmosphere, obviously, because they weren't able to have these champagne celebrations. So you didn't kind of have the delirious, maybe slash drunken night of just joy, you know, that kind of thing. So it really felt like kind of just another normal game for these guys in terms of the reaction to it. Obviously, they were a little bit more self-congratulatory than they would be after a regular game, but they really did seem like, you know, this was a checkpoint for this team, you know, that they expected to clear. They've cleared it, and now they're on to the next thing, which is obviously winning that postseason series. But I think this team has a chance, of course, you know, I think that this team has a chance to win the World Series, just like any other team that gets in. But, and like you said, this offense is just so, so good that if it gets hot, if it gets rolling, they can do damage against any pitcher, any team. And a guy like Freddie Freeman, you know, he's feeling as good as he's ever felt going into a postseason series, having gotten that elbow cleaned out last year. And, of course, with it just being a shortened season this year, he just hasn't had as much wear and tear on it. So, you know, he's feeling great. He's obviously performing as well as anybody in the league, and the Braves have a couple guys like that. So, you know, they've got a chance for sure.
Joe Patrick, our Braves insider. So, with no rest here, tonight, I assume, and we're taking you know, flyers on this, and Max Fried will make his final start of the regular season. Next time we'll see him will be in Game 1 at Truist Park against whomever the Braves play in the playoffs. What do you envision for the fourth starter at the moment? Does it look like it will be Fried and then Anderson and then Wright, and then when you do, and you're going to need a fourth starter, that kind of Oscar Ynoa, Tyler Matzek kind of thing where we get a 3-3 kind of going on for those guys?
I think that's probably what you're going to see, John. I think that, yeah, Oscar Ynoa is kind of, it's his job, not to lose, but just to be available for, because he was kind of forced out of this game. Obviously, his performance wasn't there in his last start, but it was kind of due to a cracked nail that he's got on his throwing hand. So that is potentially an issue. They don't suspect that it will be something that takes a long time to heal. And obviously he's got a week now to get ready for it. So I think that they will turn to him, though. I mean, I think that he's the guy that has shown, you know, it's not any great shakes, but he's shown the most consistency and kind of the best combination of consistency and stuff from a guy who can pitch in that fourth spot for you. I think that the Braves also liked what they saw out of Bryce Wilson last night. You know, his strikeouts were up. The movement was definitely there, according to Travis d'Arnaud, but obviously he doesn't really have the track record of having done it consistently this year, so it would be a lot to ask of a guy like him to go out there, and there aren't really that many other options, to be quite frank. So, yeah, I think Wasser, you know, is a guy, and I think he might be able to go more than 3 innings. Sometimes he can get through lineups really quickly just because of the stuff that he's got, and he's able to throw strikes when he needs to, typically. He wasn't able to do that so much in his last start, again, partially due to that cracked nail, but hopefully he's you know, fit and set and ready to go. And I think that he will be the fourth guy that they go to. And it will be interesting to see. I think they're going to have to turn over the rotation after 4 guys. And I think that you might see some teams go all the way to a 5-man rotation in this postseason just because of how packed the schedule is. If you make a deep run, the deeper you go, the more stress there's going to be on all those pitchers that you use if you want to take it any shorter. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Braves deal with this. And it means that, you know, obviously they want to win series however they can, but if you can wrap them up earlier, that would be best case scenario.
You know what, Joe, speaking of that, because I mentioned a name, I threw a name out there this morning because John Free asked me the same question, who do you think is going to be that fourth starter? So is there any chance, when you say that potentially having that fifth, is there any chance that we'll see Mike Foltynewicz once again?
There is no chance you'll see Mike Foltynewicz in that spot. I wonder if they will call Fulty up to maybe pitch in a game here before the end of the regular season, just so they can kind of get him a little more bit of experience at the major league level, and they can kind of evaluate and see what his stuff looks like against major league hitters. But he's just been out of it for too long. He's just not really in the mix right now. And he's still working his way back. You know, it's just really kind of a unfortunate, sad situation that, you know, he lost all the weight, lost all the velocity. It's just a long kind of build up to get all that stuff back. Just because of the nature of, you need to add weight, and that kind of thing just takes longer to get back. And I just don't think he's quite there yet. I don't think you would want to see him either. I think he's not really quite the same guy that we've seen in the past. So it'll be interesting to see what the Braves do with him, though, here coming down the stretch.
Joe Patrick covers Braves for us as we get ready for Max Fried against Sixto Sanchez tonight. Braves have clinched the NL East. Does the number two seed matter at all to you, Joe? Because it doesn't to me.
Yeah, no, it doesn't really to me either, and that's why I wonder how the Braves are actually going to deal with this kind of last leg of the season. If we cast our minds back to last year, we remember that the Braves were really trying to, you know, rest a bunch of guys, get everybody healthy, obviously get their rotation set, which you always want to do if you have the chance. But, you know, Freddie Freeman was banged up. There were some players banged up. Cunha was had some, I forget what the injury was, but I remember he was banged up and came back for that first game in the division series. So, you know, it will be interesting to see if they decide to take their foot off the gas here a little bit, not because you want to really aim. I don't think, I'm with you, John, like, I don't think it really matters that much if you have the second seed or the third seed necessarily. If both those teams win in the first round, then you're going to be playing each other anyway.
And in a neutral site.
Exactly, yeah. So the home field advantage doesn't really matter that much. I think the main thing is you just want your team to have as much momentum and positive kind of feelings going into that first series as possible. So I think that's really what it's going to come down to in terms of the decisions that Brian Snicker makes with his team on the roster heading into that postseason.
Yeah, and into the weekend against Boston, too, where you may see Rust versus Rust, not just pitching. We focus on that, Hugh, but also, you know, Camargo getting a start, Culberson getting a start, you know, Travis Flowers getting, you know, Tyler Flowers getting starts. So you're going to see, I think, some guys down the bench with, you know, and resting Acuna, resting Ozuna, resting Freddie, you know, resting Riley. I mean, giving him a break, I think, resting Darno. That's my guess.
I definitely think a guy like Darno, you'll see sit, you know, let him kind of rest up his legs, because he's clearly been the best hitting catcher for this team, and he will be the main catcher in the postseason. But, yeah, like, I think it's a fine balance. Like you said, how many of those guys, when do you want to get them their rest? Maybe you get them back in the lineup the last day of the season. You just don't want any kind of rust or you know, yeah, anything like that kind of building up before the playoffs. So it'll be interesting to see how Brian Snicker manages it.
All right, Joe, do appreciate it. We look forward now to the playoffs, which start next week, and here we go. Let's see if they can win a series, as you said, first time in 20 years. And just hold your breath that we got the playoffs coming. Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it.
You the man, Joe. Thanks.
Braves clinch the NL East, and now we just have to find out who they play in the opening round at Truist Park. It'll be most likely from a group of the Reds, the Cardinals, and the team that they're playing again tonight, the Miami Marlins. We'll see how it all shakes out as we continue on the morning show. Andy and Randy, top of the hour on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Download the Radio.com app and take us with you wherever you go.
Just go! Catch up on the latest Atlanta sports, no matter where you are. If Atlanta sports matter to you,
get the Radio.com app and never miss a thing.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game on this Wednesday. Atlanta United and FC Dallas tonight with Mike Conley and Jason Longshore on the call. That'd be one of the things we focus on. And Max Fried pitching tonight for the Atlanta Braves in his final start in the regular season. Also, big news this evening. Hugh, we had some news in the last half hour here where we had the announcement of the passing this morning of Gale Sayers at the age of 77. You know, for the benefit of the younger audience out there that would not have seen Gale Sayers like you and I had a chance to see him play, to talk about how great a player he was. I mean, the youngest player ever inducted into the Hall of Fame. At age 34, he went into the Hall of Fame. I mean, truly a great, spectacular player.
Yeah. The thing that I remember about him is the Brian Song movie. You know, Billy Dee Williams and who was it?
James Caan.
James Caan, yeah. Remember that movie and the story behind that, and then their friendship at the Chicago Bears. That's what I remember about him, man. And just a great football player.
Yeah, there was a remake of the Brian Song movie, which, and I know that you know, people are going to want to go now that you know, Gale Sayers has passed, to go watch it again. But I want to encourage you to watch the first one. Okay, first one was actually
they remade it.
Yeah,
who was in it? I don't remember.
I don't know, Abe. Do you remember who was in the remake? It wasn't that long ago, 3-4 years ago.
They must have didn't do that well. The first one was good.
The first one was actually a made-for-TV movie. It was an ABC made-for-TV film. It wasn't released theatrically, believe it or not, and got huge numbers on television. Abe, do you know who did the second Brian song? I mean, you're the movie guy.
Yeah, it was actually a lot longer ago than you think. The second one was in 2001. Mekhi Phifer played Gale Sayers.
Oh, okay, yeah. Didn't see that one. Did not see that. Missed that one.
Yeah, and it was. So some movies ought not be remade.
That was one of them.
Yeah. Because, and no offense to Mekhi Phifer, I mean, he's a great actor, but
I didn't Billy see Dee it, Williams. So I don't, yeah, but Billy Dee, I remember Billy Dee because Billy Dee was like, you know, him and, what was the movie he was with, in Diana Ross, just Billy Dee was
Mahogany.
That dude back in the day, all of them, yeah, Lady mm-hmm. Sings the Blues, all of that, yeah.
And then, of course, you know, the younger audience knows him from Star Wars now, but, yeah, he was Gale Sayers back in the day, and James Caan, and Brian Song. And Gale Sayers was a phenomenal football player. Barry Sanders, before Barry Sanders, had two massive knee injuries, which shortened his career. And in this day and age, with the technology we have and the ability to rebuild, you know, MCLs and ACLs and whatnot, he wouldn't have had to. In those days, you had to slice your leg open. I literally from like halfway up your thigh down to halfway
scars.
Down your calf. I mean,
the scars were like crazy from that surgery back in the day. Now they do it with cameras, little cameras, microscopic cameras and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And so the great player Gale Sayers played at Kansas, was an All-American and one of the great college running backs at Kansas, and then, of course, with the Chicago Bears. And this week, interesting, Hugh, because the Falcons, are playing the Chicago Bears.
Like, so Randy Mac told me, what do you mean, we?
I know, but there's going to be, I mean, you know, I mean, this is, we're talking, I mean, when you think about the Chicago Bears and you say, you know, greatest Chicago Bears of all time, two names come to mind, Dick Butkus and Gale Sayers. And Walter Payton, three, sorry. Walter Payton, Gale Sayers, Dick Butkus, three. You know, again, you know, they're going to have to honor Gale Sayers because so.
Oh yeah,
you
gonna, yeah, and they're going to come in here juiced it. They're going to come in here juiced it behind that. So yeah, you better put your big boy pants on and get ready to roll because it's going to be a physical confrontation. You know, it should be one anyway. To be totally
right.
honest.
Yeah, well, with that defensive front that the Bears have, whew.
Yeah.
I mean, trying to keep
they don't
your
need
guys
no
clean.
Extra yeah, you don't need no you don't need no extra motivation. But yeah, they're going to come in here juiced it. They're going to come in here juiced it up.
Yeah, well, this way, you know, we haven't gotten into kind of the keys of the game or breaking down, you know, kind of we're still in, you know,
I mean, they don't
hurt
change.
Mode here.
You know, it's funny. They don't change from week to week. They don't change, you know.
Yeah, except for the, you know, I mean, if you want to slow that pass rush down, how do you do it? Do you know, is it going to be more short passing? You know, are you going to use, you know, are you going to be throwing more to the backs? Are you going to try and do screens?
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to do to slow them down?
I could add insult to injury and say, ask the Dallas Cowboys how they slow the pass rush up. Booyah. Yeah. Ba-dum, boom. I'll show myself.
Just, you know, I hope there's no onside kick this week, you know. Which the onside kick had been our friend. We were the team that was good at the onside kick.
Since when?
Since Young Wei Koo showed up.
Okay. Oh, okay. I thought you meant like recovering them. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Well, we were good at you know getting them. You know when we tried them, but you know, not so much when we didn't think about it when the other team tried them. Yeah, I tell you what, anybody puts a football down and tries that little squirrely kick again, nobody can make that mistake. You know, it was just put it on a tee and let it do the old fashioned hop in the air thing, but that didn't happen. We get
oh, no,
ready.
You're gonna see that again if it comes out of that. You're gonna see that again. You best believe that, John Freaky. because you've already shown that you don't know what to do. You know, I'm still getting teammate. I got a teammate text me this morning talking about that, talking about the different scenarios that you would go through. So yeah, if that happens again, you know, if you're ever in that situation again, it's gonna happen. You best believe that. So yeah, just not put yourself in that situation again.
Right, don't put yourself in a situation again, especially when you're up by nine. Never mind, I'm not going to go there. Let's focus on the Bears. We got the game coming up here. Hopefully, Falcons get a win this week and in front of the 500 fans that are going to be there, and maybe things, you know, soften a little bit, and then you're going to have the big – we're going to spend next week talking about having to have that big Monday night game against what will be Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, who are off to a flying start this year.
Yeah.
Could that go
and
be
I tell
a
you what, and I will tell you what, just to, you know, because I know we've been all, you know, kind of down – on the Falcons and everything, just to give you a little hope. I just remembered this. The Philadelphia Eagles started off the year 0-2 one time, and ended up going 14-2 into the NFC Championship game. So I mean, you can. Ooh. I mean, there are examples.
I'll take the under.
I think 14 wins in a row is coming. Woo-hoo.
No, I'm saying. I mean, I'm just saying. Just, you know, so it has, you know, there is, you know, it has been done. So just, you know, just a little positivity,
And no, I don't think nothing's
set in
stone.
Don't want to be a Nancy all the time. Don't want to be negative Nancy all the time.
No, I mean, you haven't played a, you know, division game yet. You know, what says you go 4-2 or 5-1 in the division? You know, things change.
I mean, the way they played, I mean, it's, most people say, like, who, you sound like you drunk or you hungry and you hangry. You talking crazy. But I mean, you know, it's possible. It's possible.
It's a good football team. That's what makes it so frustrating. Again, if they were bad and, you know, they were not no good, you'd say, okay,
I mean,
well,
you know what?
And
you know, channeling the voice of some fans, they'd be like, what have they done to make you think they're a good football team? I mean, they did.
Just say, from a talent standpoint, I think they're a pretty, hey, John, pretty good football team.
Yeah, from a talent standpoint. But I'm just saying, I'm playing devil's advocate here. I mean, but, you know, they didn't know that you could recover it on a fumble. You know, I mean, not a fumble, but an onside kick. They didn't know you could recover, so, you know. There's that. I mean, that's a tough spot to be in, though, you know.
Except from a talent standpoint, they've got good playmakers on both sides of the ball.
That was too much reality. I shouldn't have went there. My bad.
I don't know. I mean, it's like, you know, when we're talking about the Braves here, just went away, you know. I'm not a super big guy. Sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not. I kind of waffle back and forth between whether I think there's a step process involved in winning a championship. I'm more of a leap guy, just, you know, go from being mediocre to winning. But, you know, in the case of the Atlanta Hawks, when you're building a franchise like the Hawks, you want to take the next step. And now, of course, it turns out, by the way, we didn't even mention it this morning, Adam Silver coming out saying that the next season isn't going to start till January. And my God, it's going to be 10 months since the Hawks played a basketball game. But with the Braves, I don't want them to just – I mean, I do want them to take the next step, Hugh, which is to win a series, but a playoff series, which they haven't done in 19 years. But I want them to just take that big leap. You know, let's.
Yeah, anything happen, you just got to get in the dance. Like real talk, John, you just got to get in the dance. I mean, and they're in the dance. Anything is possible. You know, Joe went from, like, but think about it, be optimistic. Joe went from they couldn't win a World Series to anything's possible. So there you have that. That's a start. You know, I mean, because you can't win if you ain't in. I mean, the bottom line, and they're in. And I remember vividly, you know, using a basketball analogy, how everybody talked about the Golden State Warriors and how you couldn't win a championship shooting threes. I kind of equated it to the same thing. You can't win a championship without having good pitching, solid pitching. You know, if you're hitting the ball out the park, if you're not going to cover off the ball, you got a shot. That's how I'm going to look at it.
Thursday coming. That's the NFL week starting, and all ahead, full speed for the SEC and college football this weekend as well. That'll be interesting starting on Thursday. We'll keep our eyes on United and the Braves and have full details for you tomorrow morning as we peek around the corner to a big weekend of football ahead. All right, middle of the week, and it's our time to turn it over, and Hugh, you get the honors.
Andy Randy coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Everybody have a safe and wonderful day. Peace out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.